Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast. Ladies and gentlemen. Exceptional offers available on the Golf R at Rex Corral Volkswagen. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, you know how much I love fruits and veg? Like, you always come to me and I'm always like, strawberries are particularly good at the moment. Like,
yeah,
you should buy some grapes. They're actually excellent.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say it's more you've been to the shops and you're eating fruit and then you go, by the way, grapes are a pretty good price right now. I'm not running to you going, right. Mrs. Jess,
tell me
how much a banana is a kilo.
Well,
but I agree. You seem to know more about fruits than pretty much anything.
I saw an incredible hack over the weekend, right? Apparently, you can tell how many pips an orange is going to have.
Ooh.
By feeling the outside of it.
Ah, good. Some gentle fondling will get you a long way.
I went to the supermarket this weekend, so I picked out a couple of oranges. I thought maybe we could do a test today.
Okay.
Do you want
to? Sure.
Here we go. So now, I felt it. It's quite soft. Like,
right.
it's a little squishy, so I feel like it's not going to have that many pips in it. I feel like it could almost be a seedless orange.
Well, what's the hack?
Orange.
How do I meant to...
Well, the hack is that you're supposed to... The softer the orange is on the outside, the less pips there are.
Right.
So
I mean,
we're hoping that the... Can you feel it? Is it quite
soft?
Giving
it a gentle fondle. Well, I don't buy many oranges.
Right.
Like, if we were talking
Usually they're a bit firmer than that.
Okay.
Like, I squeezed a few before I picked that one.
Because if we were doing this with an avocado, that's my zone. That's my... I'll
Maybe it should feel as soft as an avo.
But most avocados do have a giant... seed in the middle, so...
So, cut in half.
So, how many are you thinking?
I reckon probably no more than three. I don't think there's more than three.
Is this just your way to eat orange at work today? Because I'm a big fan.
Okay, we're cutting into the orange.
All right, here we go.
What have we got?
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't... have I picked a good one? Is this a real hack? Sorry, I'm very...
Calm down.
Do you see any pips of it?
Okay,
hang on.
Go nuts.
Let me have a look.
Have a look inside your section.
I'm fondling my section.
I can't see any pips right meow.
I don't think I have any pips. I'm getting orange juice everywhere.
Shock.
That's a real shame, Tim.
Well, isn't this what you wanted?
Well, not really, because I wanted to show you how big my baby was right now.
Oh!
I completely made all that up. And now I can't find a pip to show you how big he is.
No, I was going to say, you're the biggest an orange. A little seed, buddy.
It's only a little seed.
A tiny little seed. Oh, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a seed in there.
There's a little seed.
Does that mean I have to come and squeeze your belly and see if I can feel if there's
a little
seed in there?
No, definitely don't squeeze my belly at the moment.
Oh, mate. That's so good. That's incredible.
Yeah, we only just, it's still very early on, obviously.
Wow. I just turned off the music. I thought it seemed inappropriate.
Yeah.
Seemed a little bit inappropriate.
I was like, how do I show Tim an orange seed without him getting suspicious?
How is this gone so wrong? It's very fitting,
You
Tim.
Were very impressed with my hack for a second there.
Yeah, I was like, you nailed it. There's no seeds in this. That's because they're in you. That's where the seeds are. No, mate, that is incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible,
Thank you. Yeah, so if people are hearing this, then it means I'm far enough along now that I'm revealing it to everyone.
Okay, so, hello.
Hi.
We're live now again.
Yep.
That was some time ago.
Yeah.
Jess. That was what, 10?
10 weeks?
10 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'd only just found out that we were pregnant.
Yep. And you asked to come in here.
It still feels so weird being able to talk about it out loud.
And you said, hey, well, I want to record something.
Yeah.
I was on board. I had no suspicion whatsoever.
Well, I was starting to feel a little bit nauseous, and so I was like, how am I going to hide this from Tim for another like three months? I'm not going to be able to. So I wanted to tell you so that you knew and you could keep it under wraps.
That's so exciting. Again, I've known for ages now. It's so exciting. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song that you've picked.
Yes.
And then on the other side of that, we are going to talk about your very exciting news that
I'm pregnant.
So cool. And of course, you requested Creed with arms wide open.
There's no better song.
It's, well, if you listen to the lyrics, it is about someone finding out that they're about to have a baby. So again, congratulations.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
If you just missed it. Bit of an announcement, small announcement, just a bit of
just a small one. I can't believe Creed's made me cry.
Just a few things, Jess, to just
a small recap.
Yep.
I'm pregnant.
Yep.
Little baby boy is on the way. We're due at the end of October. And we're very excited. It's sorry, I'm getting a little bit emotional now because it's been a long time coming and it's just I've been keeping it this secret for so long and now it's so exciting to be able to share it with everybody.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really, really cool. We're 15 weeks along, so I've been...
Sorry, just quickly to interrupt. Akshay, your husband, yes. Obviously involved, so exceptional for him.
He was there.
Good on him.
He's very excited too. It was his choice that we decided to find out what the gender was.
Because you, for a bit of context, he wanted to find out more than you didn't.
Yeah. I was pretty undecided about it all. And he was like, no, I really want to know. I was like, okay. Now I'm really glad we did because it's really exciting.
Little boy.
We've got a few names that we've picked out, but we're not really sure just yet. It's all very exciting. We've kind of been making all these plans and I've been keeping you up to date with how big he's growing.
I love it. It's my favourite thing when people find out they're pregnant. I go, what fruit size are you?
He's currently a pear.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Excellent. There's great apps for this.
I'll keep you updated throughout.
It's so exciting and we'll talk about a little bit later on about all the stuff. Like personally, you know how much I'm wrapped for you and your husband.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Thank you, Timmy.
Talk us through kind of the last few weeks. So now you're 15 weeks.
Yes.
So you've had all the tests, you've had all the scans, everything's kind of happening. What's like, give us like some of your, like the big things that you've noticed since you've felt pregnant.
Yeah, so like we found out pretty early on. So we found out only about 3 weeks in. Obviously, we've been trying for a long time. So we had our little dating scan and, you know, you see this tiny little speckle and they go, that's your baby.
Little tadpole. Yeah.
And so naturally, my husband framed it so that we could have it up in the house.
That's so nice.
And then a few weeks later, we had another scan. All of a sudden, he was bigger and we were like, oh my God, he has a head. Amazing.
What's that tail? What's going on there?
And then you hit the 12-week scan and that was, it's overwhelming when you start seeing.
It's incredible how fast it happens.
Especially because, you know, like I still haven't been able to feel him in there. So seeing him up on the screen, it was like all of a sudden it felt real, like it was actually happening.
Yeah, it's starting to look like a little baby.
You kind of, I don't know if, you know, anyone else out there has been, you know, obviously trying for a long time and every month you get disappointed that it hasn't happened again. And then when it finally does, you kind of, you hold your breath. Every single day, it's like, okay, you know, we just have to get to that next scan, or we just have to get to this next test. And I think that's why it's taken me a few extra weeks past the 12 weeks to kind of feel like it's real enough to be able to share it with everybody. You know, obviously, my whole family knows, and everyone's very excited. And so are Akshay's family, and you know, he's going to be the first grandchild on Akshay's side. So
that's a good position to get.
Yep, the first one is always good. But yeah, it's just been, it's been really tough the last few months. Obviously, I've been extra exhausted, and thank you so much, Tim. You've just been unbelievable, helping me get through without revealing my secret to anyone.
Thank you for making this about me finally. Yeah. Been sitting here for 4 minutes going, gosh, she's banging on about herself.
But in terms of, like, you know, I was pretty lucky in my first trimester. I really just felt exhausted. I had no vomiting.
No spew, which is wild. Right?
I feel like I hit the jackpot there. But for my lack of spewing, I cried a lot. That's continued.
I was telling someone, a mutual friend of ours, they're like, oh, has Jess been sick? Because I also knew you were pregnant. Mm. And I was like, well, she's been crying through her eyes.
Yes.
Not through her mouth, but through her eyes.
That's true.
Lots of vomit down her cheeks.
So lots of tears, lots of food cravings that my wonderful husband has been, you know, just at my beck and call.
I can attest that this baby so far is built off salt and vinegar chips and sour straps.
Yes, that and chocolate milkshakes.
The big three.
But salt and vinegar chips, and, you know, big shout out to McDonald's for just like being the OG.
McDonald's fries are a big, big one for a lot of people that do fall pregnant.
I don't know what I would have, how I would have gone through the first trimester without McDonald's. So,
again, 15 weeks.
Yep.
Super exciting.
Due end of October.
Now everyone knows you don't have to like do.
Yeah. Like, there's so many things that I want to tell you about on the air now that I've been saving for when we finally revealed it to everyone. So, plenty more still to come.
It's so exciting, mate. We're all so happy for you.
Thank you, mate.
And it's going to be an interesting few months, hey?
Yeah.
Because due end of October, that means there's a clock. There's a clock ticking down now.
Oh, God.
do you have the due date or are you keeping that private?
We'll keep that private just because I'm not sure how far along we will get. But end of October.
All right. Yeah. Very, very exciting. Yeah. Excellent. Love it. So incredible. Great news for the Tim and Jess show. And great news for Jess and her husband. Little baby's on its way at the end of the year.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
If you're a cat owner, I feel like this story might resonate with you.
Sure.
So Jess, really need you to like confirm a few myths for me.
Okay.
As a cat owner, your beautiful little kitty.
Yes.
Little Penny.
Yes.
How old's Penny? What type of cat is she?
A long-haired tabby. Like a calico tabby.
Right.
We think she's a bit of a mixed breed.
Right. Bit of a feral.
Well, because, you know, I did get her from the shelter, so who knows what she is. But she is, 7 years old now.
Fully indoor cat?
Fully indoor.
Has always
been.
She
would not survive outdoors.
No. Well, I wonder if this would happen, if you think this would happen to your cat. There's a woman in Zurich. She's faced court this week. Because she's accused of systemically feeding her neighbour's cat. Until it no longer wanted to return home to its rightful owner. Apparently.
This is possible.
This woman, again, she's 68 years old. She fed Leo, the cat, who lived in the same building as her, over the 10-month period. So much so that the cat refused to go home, despite the neighbor's request for her to stop feeding the pet cat. The pensioner not only continued to defy her wishes, but even installed a cat flap on her door so that Leo could enter as he pleased.
This is the thing, though. Cats, they get used to what they get used to, right? So my mum and dad, their cat, who's now no longer with us, sadly, but Zach, he was an older cat. He was like 15, and he used to go back and forth between our house and the two neighbours on either side, right?
Right.
And the one on the right-hand side started to feed him, so to the point where one night he slept at their house at the end of their bed.
Well, it was systemic, Jess, and it's not okay because she's facing charges of systemic feeding, which is a criminal offence in Switzerland.
Wow.
It sounds lighthearted, but cases like this apparently are increasingly going to court in Switzerland. Under Swiss law, cats are other people's property.
Oh.
And giving a pet that is not yours a home is considered unlawful appropriation.
Jeez.
Imagine that's one of Switzerland's big court problems right now. Like, oh, someone else is feeding another cat. You are kidding
me. The crime rate is so low there.
making
up considered big news.
Cat laws. Do you think Penny would just go to the highest bidder of food?
Penny already does that. Like, if you come over to the house and you feed her a treat, you are her best friend.
Right.
She forgets that she has a mother.
She'll look back at you and your husband and be like, well, it's been nice, but I just got a little fish stick, so
Thank
I'm pretty
so
happy
much.
Right now. So just,
she loves humans. She doesn't so much like other cats.
I think Australia's got much better laws and cat curfews.
Yeah.
And normally when you hear curfews for things, you go, oh, that sounds a bit off. But for cats in particular, you're always on board, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially because you just don't know. Like, some people are very funny about having other people's cats in their yard.
Yeah.
So it's just not worth the risk.
You
sometimes.
Don't want it to get it systemic. You don't.
You definitely don't.
Ask the Swiss.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, earlier in the week I was talking about my wedding expo that I did on Sunday and how just before...
You had a stall there. Sorry,
I'm not a bride.
Yeah,
No, I am a marriage celebrant. Had my first wedding expo where I was an exhibitor and meeting lots of amazing clients, and I was excited to be there. And I thought 10 minutes before it opens, I'll pop a minty in, just to make sure breath smells good for when I'm talking to people very close up. Minty got stuck. I forgot how chewy minties are. And so it got stuck on my back tooth and I was trying to pull it out and it was like...
Gross.
This long, like, magician trick that was just really bad. And it got stuck on there. Like I had a minty stuck on the back of my tooth for like 3 hours
you
while I talked to people.
You did just in that song say that you felt like you were going to lose a tooth.
Yes.
That's so dramatic, Jess.
Have you eaten a minty lately?
Yes.
They are dangerous. Okay. It's like fantails. Have you had a fantail lately?
No,
don't
Jess.
Get me started on fantails.
Do you think there might be a bigger problem than you having a slightly chewy minty? I agree. It's annoying when you get something stuck in your teeth. Not once have I ever been, you know, trying to get a bit of chicken out thinking, well, I'm going to have to take the tooth out, you know? Such a shame. I really came fond of this molar back here, but no, we're going to have to go to the dentist and get him to rip it out. But sometimes it feels like it. You go, well, that's just stuck in there forever, whether it's stringy, whether it's spinach. I can't remember the exact situation, but there was a time this year where I had spinach in my retainers and I didn't realize for like an hour. And then I said to you, I was like, mate, have I had this the whole time? And you were like, oh, yeah, I thought you knew. Like it was a choice. I want to look like Hillbilly Tim with one less front tooth.
It was a really big piece, too.
And you just never told me. That's bad friend aura.
It is
That's
a bad friend. I feel like I was like, yeah, I'll mention this to Tim later when it's not in front of everyone. And then I just never did.
The thing is, yeah, with retainers in particular, I don't wear them as much anymore, but stuff would get stuck in there. You walk around, but the one
I feel like braces would be a bad culprit too. You'd never want a minty with some braces.
I don't think. I think the dentist would walk up to you with a loaded gun and say, "What do you think you're doing? This is serious, mate. Get that out of there." The one that can be the most annoying, they get stuck right up the back, and it's like a popcorn.
Oh, the kernels.
The kernel, and you just go, you're there for maybe a month.
Forever.
Maybe a month. Yep. But it's a common thing.
5223295. What did you get stuck in your teeth?
Yeah, did you have a friend that dogged you, left you high and dry? Pretty sure we were at a client thing as well. So, was it the basketball awards?
Yes, it was the basketball awards earlier this year.
Give us a call.
We helped present one of the awards too.
Yeah, excellent. Right before we came on air just moments ago, again, Jess turned to me. She's like, I was going to ask like the question, be like, what got stuck in your teeth? But should we do how'd you lose a tooth? I was like, what are you talking about? You're like, the minty. I was like, you didn't lose a tooth though, mate. It's still firmly in there.
But it felt like I could have.
Right.
And that was the scary part.
And it was stuck in there for what could only be described as minutes.
Yep.
So, wow. And did you get through
it? Well, because I started to panic because they were about to open the expo and I'm one of the exhibitors.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to people about their weddings and try and win them over as they're celebrating.
But you got four
and
meters of minty.
Pulling out minty like it's on a ribbon and just never ending. It just would not come out.
Do you think the anxiety has made you feel like this might have been a bigger deal than what it was?
It was more embarrassing for me because it was in front of other professionals.
Okay.
I was trying to prove that I was, you know, a professional.
Didn't take long for the real you to just be
wheeling out there.
Minty out of your mouth. Amanda in Cryo gave us a call because we did settle on the question, what did you get stuck in your teeth? Mm-hmm. Because, again, Jess never got close to losing a tooth.
Well, Amanda, you didn't really get something stuck in your teeth so much as your gums, right?
It was kind of in between the two front teeth, but mostly in the gum, yeah.
Ooh, what was
it? So I was eating, I think I was having some avocado toast or something, and I put some cracked pepper on top, and I have a deep bite. So my lower teeth touch the gum behind my upper teeth. And I bit down and it rammed this peppercorn up into the gum in between my two front teeth.
you'd still be tasting pepper now.
Yeah.
That's in you.
So it lodged into the gums.
It took me like a day to get it out.
When you finally got it out, was it like a gaping hole? Like, did it leave a wound?
There was a wound there, yes.
Oh. Yeah. Jess, you know we've got a... You've got a warning on saying gaping hole on the
show. What's wrong with that? In her mouth, Tim.
Okay, Amanda. So I bet you it felt like, but the thing is, because was your tongue just like fighting it like the whole day, just trying to get it?
Yeah, and I was using my fingernail to try and get it out as well, and it just would not come out.
Oh, so excuse me, guys. Don't mind me. I know we're in the middle of a meeting, but I got this giant peppercorn in there.
Yeah, lucky I work with animals and not people.
Yeah.
Oh, you fit in perfectly. You're fine then, Amanda. Play on. This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I want to talk baby names, not because of my announcement earlier.
Yep, congratulations.
Thank you.
Jess is pregnant.
Yes.
Sorry, I feel like that wasn't clear enough. Jess is pregnant.
There is a baby on the way, and we've been talking lots of baby names in my household. And it turns out that New Zealand's Department of Internal Affairs, that is where they have their baby names registered to. And they have a very rigorous process. They're very strict on what you can name a child right. in New Zealand. I'm not sure if the process is as strict here in Australia. I'm sure I'll find out. But they take it very, very seriously. They assess the name, how it's spelt, how it sounds, how their name might impact the person, how the person is treated throughout their life.
So like if you, like if I was like, oh, I want to name my little baby Dum Dum.
Yes.
They're going to be like, that's not, no.
And they also take into consideration why the parents wanted to register that particular name.
It sounds like it's like a group of four people that sit in a room and that all these names fly across their desk and they go, all right, so someone's brought forward Dum Dum.
Yeah.
What do we think? They're like, oh, could it be a cultural thing? Nah, it's saying they're like, just like, standard, like, you know, they're just pretty boring people. They go, yeah, well, Dum Dum's probably a no. All right, yeah. We'll put it through in the
even
no
if
category.
It is cultural, maybe not Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there was 71 names last year that were rejected by this organisation.
Surely anything that obviously sounds like a swear is probably not
You would think that, like, you know,
to be offensive or...
Well, a lot of them are considered offensive, but a lot of them are just kind of like royal titles. So the number one most proposed name that was rejected the most amount of times.
Can I have a guess?
Go on.
Is it Lord?
No. No, but very close. King.
I guess it's
King was proposed 11 times.
Why can't you have King? If people can have the surname King, why can't they have the first name
King?
Well,
this is the thing. Prince was proposed 10 times. Also rejected on the list.
Bad news to the artist formerly known as.
Princess, same thing, was proposed 4 times, was rejected 4 times.
If you're living in a country that's not in the Commonwealth, more likely?
Maybe, perhaps.
Is it because
New Zealand's in the Commonwealth? Yeah, no, they would be. Yep. No, they've got the Union Jack. Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you for doing that.
Rogue was proposed 3 times.
Right. And it was a no.
Sativa was proposed 3 times.
Is that the thing that's in soft drinks?
I'm not sure.
Stavia, sorry.
They might reject that one too. Okay, okay. Princess spelt with a Y instead of an I.
Someone's gone back after the first princess
was proposed at
back.
Least twice and has been rejected both of those times. Again, like, it's a lot of titles. Bishop, Crown, Duke, Emperor, all of these banned.
I feel like Bishop could be a fun one, a little Bishy.
Yeah. Fanny has been proposed. I've said no to Fanny. And then, like, lots of different plays on the word king. So you've got Kingy with an I.
Kingy from K-Rock Football is going to be
Kings
big
with a Z. No. King with a Y instead of an I.
Jeez.
Absolutely. They won't let you have that. Messiah was also proposed. And then again, similarly, different versions of the name Prince.
Yeah. And Ballsack, you know? While we're at it, on top of Fanny. So, okay.
I think the most surprising one that has been proposed that was rejected, Tim, was Sovereign. Someone wanted to actually name their child Sovereign.
Aww.
Little Sovy.
Little Sov. I mean, any...
This is the hard thing that we've been having a trouble with, trying to decide a name, and you probably went through this as well.
Yeah, we could.
Like, you sit there and you go through, like, what would our child actually be called? Because obviously we want to go with a more Indian name, my husband being Indian. And so, like, I keep going to him, you know, they're not going to be able to pronounce this one.
I don't know. Fanny sounds a bit of fun.
Yeah. We're not in New Zealand, I don't know. It might be able to fly in Australia.
Fingers crossed. Let us know. Steven Jestra. Little Fanny.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.